This is Leah of Leah's Movie Lowdown. Today I'll bring you my interview with Catherine Canty, the filmmaker behind the short January Hymn, which will screen on June 15th at 7 p.m. during the third edition of Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909. I started by asking Catherine how long she's been in the film industry.
I started making films when I was maybe 18 or 19 as an undergrad, but this was like just on the cusp of the advent of digital, when things were much more accessible and, you know, anybody really with any initiative and a reasonable budget or even no budget at all, you could use your phone. This is just before you could kind of make your own stuff in a kind of a much faster and much more efficient kind of manner. So I started when I was about 18, then around 22, I got like a little point and shoot when I was living in France, and I started just making shorts just to see kind of what would happen and have a look at the grammar, and just made some really, really terrible shorts. And off the back of those, I use that as my like portfolio, as it were, to apply for my master's course. And so I went from France to England, where I am now.
I asked how she came up with the idea for January Hymn.
Well, it's a very personal story, I suppose, to put it very simply. It's about me. It's about my experience with grief and the disorientation of grief, the strangeness of it, the kind of inconclusive nature of it, and kind of coming to a point rather than having like a happy ending and just having no ending, and kind of understanding, maybe coming to a better understanding of how an element like that, because grief does kind of become has become an element of me, or I would identify it as such, rather than it kind of coming to a close. It is something which just maybe changes shape over time, but doesn't necessarily diminish. I think personally, I think that it's quite an unusual kind of a short film, because I felt like the writing of it, I felt the tone of it and the story are not really, it doesn't feel like a short. It feels like a kind of something that's something bigger is kind of waiting to happen, because I am actually developing it at the moment into a feature script, because the subject and the story that it looks at are so vast that it needs more space. So I think that film, although I'm very, very happy with the results, I think it's really only a starting point. But as I said, it's such a vast story that I could be telling it my whole life and still not come to a point where I had exhausted it.
The film itself has very limited dialogue. I asked if it was hard writing a script like that.
No, it wasn't hard. It just was kind of a natural progression. I mean, the script was longer than what the end product is also a product of the things that didn't make the final cut. So I think just by the very nature of the story, a very sparse and very stripped back dialogue was always going to be the direction that I took it in. But what you see on the screen is very much the essence of the script, although it may not necessarily correspond exactly to the formality of some of it, because of course I edited it myself, and it changes shape over time. I mean, editing is really kind of a second chance to direct the material, and so sometimes it can kind of change shape during that process.
I wondered if, in developing the film into a feature, there would be more dialogue, or if Catherine would leave it scant.
It's a really good question. I mean, I think it's kind of hard for me to answer that, because, I mean, I suppose off the cuff I would say that it would be very minimal, and, you know, I'm very interested in, like, negative space and giving things enough room to breathe. And I'm also very interested in what happens when nothing is happening. But a project that I'm shooting at the end of June here in Manchester is exploring... So what I'm going to be shooting at the end of June is actually exploring how to include a lot of dialogue in a piece of work in order to create almost an absence of imagery. I don't think that I'm giving you a very clear idea, so sorry about that. But I don't know. It's very instinct led, so I would kind of have to almost let the work kind of decide for itself as it goes along.
I wanted to know if she had enough footage to make January Hymn into a feature as is, or if she'd need to get more before expanding on it.
Well, I would say I had definitely had enough footage to put together a kind of a solid featurette. What are we calling featurettes these days? Featurette is like 40 minutes and up, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well then I would say maybe I had enough footage to put together a good 20 to 25 minutes, maybe a little bit more. In saying that, though, I wouldn't have wanted to put it together to that extent, because I don't think that... I don't think that it was kind of necessary to the part of the story that I would have been looking at by the time the edit came out. But in terms of developing it into a feature, I would start all over again.
Would she end up using the same actors she had in the shorter version for the feature?
I have no idea, because I don't know where I'm going to shoot it. It could be in England. I'd like it to be in Ireland, but I have no idea. So it's a good question. It is a little bit too far down the road for me to really have an answer to, because at the moment I'm so in the writing of it that I'm trying not to look too far ahead and take my focus off the step that's right ahead of me.
And what would she like people to take away from the film?
Oh, that is a really good question. I'm inclined to be difficult in this instance and pass on that question, because the film is such a specific relationship to me that I would never, you know, maybe for other projects I'll feel differently, but for this particular one, I tend to focus more on my own relationship to it, and I feel like it's because of the personal nature of the material, I feel like it's not appropriate for me to want anybody else to interpret it in any particular kind of a way. I suppose it's in terms of like reactions to the film. I've had some really, really touching reactions to it, which have been very, they've really kind of caught me off guard. I suppose what I would like people to not do is, I've been asked questions like, somebody told me rather, oh, your film, so it's about this, it's about that. And I'm like, you know, it's not, I just find it more interesting for people to kind of just respond rather than anticipate how they're going to respond or expect them to respond in a certain way. But I had somebody recently in a Q&A asked me, have I found the experience cathartic? And that's a very nice question. It's a very considered question. And, you know, I thank them for having enough interest to ask me the question. But I had to respond in the negative, in that I, in fact, didn't find it to be a cathartic experience. It's because, like, going back to what I was saying previously, the story is so huge and there's so much in it that the short is only the very beginning of, you know, what could be a lifetime, really, of examination. It's there's a kind of a disorientation in it, because it doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense, and so trying to kind of grapple with that can be a very odd experience, because it's kind of outside, maybe, of, you know, your expectation or your understanding, or one's expectation or understanding.
Since the story of grief in the film was so personal to her, I asked Catherine if it was difficult to cast the main character.
No. I think that I'm very fortunate in that I have a very, very strong instinct for cast. I think that besides writing and directing and editing, this is a real women in film moment. I am definitely blowing my own trumpet here. I think that I have a very strong instinct for my vision, and I think once you follow that, you're not going to go wrong. So in terms of casting, you know, as soon as I saw Niamh, as soon as I saw Ali, you know, I just knew, boom, that's exactly who I need. And I was right. And I think that the same thing has happened with the project that I'm working on in Manchester at the moment. Just the manner in which I cast it, I think I have a very strong instinct, and I know Sometimes I can't tell you exactly what I want, but I can definitely identify what I don't want very quickly.
With Catherine living in Manchester, England, I wondered if my film series was the only location in the U.S. it's to be shown.
Let me tell you, because I've got my Twitter page open here. So on June 9th, it's going to be screening at the first Jim Thorpe Independent Film Festival in Pennsylvania, which is really cool. I've never been to Pennsylvania, and my film's going to go there, so that's... That's always interesting. It's going to Calabria in a place called Cosenza in Calabria in Italy on the 14th at an experimental film festival called Naturale, which is really cool. And it's also going to the 15th edition of the Female Eye Film Festival on the 20th, which is very cool. I'm very pleased. Very pleased with that.
My thanks to Catherine Canty for telling me more about her terrific and touching short, January Hymn, which will screen during the June 15th edition of Leah's Indie Film Series at 7 p.m., 909 Islington Street, Suite 1, Portsmouth.